Parshas Ekev, this week is the awesome Mevarchim of Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's an interesting diyuk and an interesting statement by the Belzer Rebbe. B'Shabbazim Mevarchim Mekehilos B'nei Yisrael's Chodesh Elul. Harav HaKodesh Mebelz Omar Divri HaPasek She'omar Lavan Arami LiYakov Avinu. The Lavan said to Yaakov as he was leaving, running away, I really wanted to do evil with you, but Elokei Avichem Emesh, yesterday, Elokei Avichem Emesh, Omar Eli, and the God of your fathers told me, Hishamel Lecham Yidaber Em Yaakov, Mitova Adra. Be careful, I'm speaking to Yaakov, good or bad. Hinei Arami Oved Avi, we know that Lavan, Arami Oved Avi, is that individual who wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. I could have done this. What can I do? Velokei Avichem Emesh. Emesh, Roshe Tevis, Shabbos Mevarchem Elul. Backwards. Emesh, Shabbos Mevarchem Elul. Amral Hayosu Benai, Komis Orim L'tshuva, since my children are doing tshuva ulatikin darcheim b'Shabbosu, they begin to be metakein in the ways of tshuva and the Shabbos. B'Sham'am, they know how soon and close Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is coming. Therefore, be careful. There happens to be a minug, very interesting minug. He's bring down in the footnotes of Eli Melech Biederman, that he says, Yiduim Devarav of the Beis Aharon from the Mekarlin, that we're not Mevarach the Chodesh Tishrei. Shilfnei Techilas HaChodesh, Alkein Yeshil Chavein Bebrichas HaChodesh HaChodesh Elul HaChodesh Tishrei. So you have in mind when you're being benching for Rosh Chodesh Elul, also Chodesh HaTishrei. Interesting. Ulefi Zeh, from Lashon of that we have from the Sana Tokef, there should be chil ra'ada, there should be fear. Biyodam ki hinei atem avarchem kvar gama Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, have in mind that it's already coming close to Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah shu hamashpi l'chol Hashanah haba. U'besabram adenim arein rabbeinu mebeis abels, what you should do, the nigin which you use during this time of Mevarchim the Chodesh is to use a nigin from the Yomim Noraim. Hey, whatever it was, that's the part that they would sing. Ulai, Efshel Hasperes Hashava Sheyesh Bezer Apima Shenyano Haraos, Sha'afim Adam Otzer Zerchava Ba'ofen Haragel Emsa Nisiyaso. So perhaps you can understand that when a person, when he stops, fully stops, when he's riding a wagon, Mikomika Magagalim, Mamshichim Adayin Listovev Lisa, but the wheels keep on moving. Achbim Otzer Zerchava, but if you stop totally, so nothing can move. If he just slows down, when it's the listening to the songs, the music of the Yom Noraim, the Chil Ra'ada Yochezen, Zen Netzer HaAdam Legamri, that will stop man in his tracks. It will stop for him to start again, to start anew. The Rav Soloveitchik on this pasuk that's quoted by the Belzer Rebbe of Emesh writes in Parshas Vayetze, I have the power to inflict harm upon you. In the Haggadah, our sages introduced Lavan as the enemy of our people. When we study Parshas Vayetze, however, we perceive Lavan as a liar, a cheater, exploiter, but not a killer. Why did Chazal feel that Lavan was such a Jew hater? Apparently, Chazal was sensitive to the meaning of the verse. A God came to Lavan the Armenian in a dream of the night, and he said to him, in our pasuk, La asosi machem rava lekevichem emesh amar alai in lemar hishamar lecha. If the Almighty found it necessary to contact Lavan and warn him against the inflicting harm on Jacob, he may assume that Lavan intended to do great harm. Apparently, Lavan did not intend to rebuke Jacob, but to annihilate him. In this verse, Lavan himself admitted to his intentions, I have the power to inflict harm upon you. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, your father, Avichem, said not to. Only the intervention of the Almighty prevented him from executing his evil plan. More significant is Lavan's use of the words La'asos imachem ra, to inflict harm upon you. If he was addressing himself to Yaakov, he should have used the simple La'asos imcha ra, you, singular. But he was speaking to his own two daughters and his own grandchildren. If God had not warned Lavan the night before, he would have exterminated not only Yaakov, a foreigner, a son-in-law, but even his own children and grandchildren. He would have done this if not for the Elokei Avichem, the God of your father. He did not say Elokei Avicha, the God of Yaakov. He dealt with the entire family, his daughters and his grandchildren. He admits that if not for Elokei Avichem, he would have destroyed everyone. In comparison to Lavan, Pharaoh was stable. Pharaoh was a moron, an exploiter, and a slave driver, but he was not criminally insane. He made money from his slave society. The temptation to exploit the Jew was too strong. He wanted to keep them downtrodden, but he did not try to wipe them out. Love improves and hatred of the Jew can reach psychopathic proportions. It is not only wrong from the moral point of view, but it is abnormal. Sick emotion from a psychiatric standpoint. Only madmen could devise the final solution, the plan to exterminate every single Jew. The hatred of our enemies today is abnormal, and that is what's frightening. Lavan was ready to kill his own daughters because they adopted a god he did not understand. He felt so alienated from them that he kindled an insane hatred against his own people. I think Al Pidrush we could use the idea from Soloveitchik. And Lavan represents, in this sense, what we do to ourselves as we enter into this period of tshuva. It's insane what Lavan wanted to do. Insane to destroy his own children, his own grandchildren. It's insane what we do to ourselves throughout the year, in our relationship with ourselves, relationship between Adam la'atzmo, between Adam la'adam, between Adam la'makom. And we know full well that many of our actions is harmful to ourselves. Rav Kook always, in the Shara Tshuva, when he speaks of tshuva, he speaks not only of the emotional, but the physical need to do tshuva. How it harms every part of our life. And perhaps that's the deeper idea that the Belzer Rebbe is using this word. Emesh, in the beginning, using this Shabbos, at this time, we start to look at ourselves and examine where we are, where we were, and where are we going, and why are we so far. So let's begin with a beautiful idea. I saw this in the Imrus Taharos. V'haya ekev tishma'un, isa be'orach ha'lechayim. Ekev merameis ala kvisa de'meshicha. Beautiful, beautiful idea. We're talking about when? V'hayo ekev tishmeun. Ekev is talking about the times right before Mashiach comes. The hangta gedoras, as he writes, the hangta gedoras, these generations. Sheyesh behem yiridas gedola ba'olam v'koshim ha'ol la'avodas Hashem yisparach. In our times, it's so difficult to be an oved Hashem. We are so surrounded with so much Yetzer Hara, so many antithetical ideas to our beliefs. V'zeh shomer ha-kosev ha-yo ekev ha-yo loshen simcha, wrote Salama, b'mei ha-ekev, at the end of time, yucho kol adem yishal la-ora simcha gedola l'mala b'shmayim. We can create tremendous happiness in Shemayim. Im tishma'unis ha-mishpatim ha-eila, if we listen to these laws, kloma, im yasa ratzon Hashem, ki ha-matzavaz ba-olami yekosha ma'od. It is so difficult, and the fact that we are finding the way in our level to be Ovid Hashem, Al Kain, Im Yeshem Adayim Yehudim She'osim Ritzon Hashem, Ma'orim Bezeh Simcha Gadol L'mal B'Shamayim. B'Yismach Yisrael, Alexander Rebbe says, L'farsh Remez HaKosav HaIkvot HaMashicha Meivi, Ki HaKadosh Rebbe Chaim Vital, Ask the Yari HaKadosh, Harei on Rome is Godel Avodah Shel HaTanayim V'Amarayim. We see the great Avodah of the Tanayim, the Amarayim, going to the Rishonim. Ki'inyin Shesipra B'Yushami in the Mishnah, that even the Parash of Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah, Yosef Rasuah Shem Rekos, etc., how great it was. And us? We are not on that level, but Kosam HaYismach Yisrael. Our small actions today create greater simcha than all of the fasts and all of the difficulties of the Rishonim Machmas Godel Hasteris upon him. The fact that we live in the times of such unbelievable Hester upon him, and yet Rimakayim a mitzvah, who most of Azeki im Haria Kadoshama came Bedaro, Kavachoma came Beno, Kavachoma Ben our times. And that's what it means. Vahayoike Tishmun as much in Ma'ela. Be your most equid the Meshicha, call Mashi Yishma Vyasi Israel, Missos and Masim Tovin, and the equid the Meshicha. All that we do, and we listen to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Afim lo yeze Karoi, even if we don't do it Karoi exactly. Go back from his generation to our generations. Even further we've gone. Nevertheless, how much we have to think of ourselves, what we can accomplish on our level. Ubiyemes divri ha'ari. Huvagam b'bnei Yisachar, and the b'nei Yisachar said the same thing. Lahazgid the var of Hakadosh b'Chanukah. Every year he would say on Chanukah. V'shem kasev ha'ari ve'shiv l'Rebbe Yechaim Vital ki hayosha gavra achshav ha'sitra achakro. Kol amatcha onesim hayom neshav kemo harbe masam tovim shasav tanaim. The small that the amount that we did is considered as much as what was accomplished before. And the B'nai Yisrael says, that's what we mean in the Nusach of L'Nisim. V'atu b'rachamecha harabim omatat Elohem be'etz harosam. Ki b'yemes, what does that mean? In truth, during the times of the Chashmonaim, hayachosel Yisrael z'chuyos. During the times of the Chashmonaim, we were missing many of the z'chuyos. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu limer aleihem z'chus mitzad zeh, shehoya oz ha-matzav kasha ba'olam. It's a very difficult time in the world. V'zehu ha-perish amadata lohem. Perish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amad l'yiminam shel Yisrael l'tov l'tovasam. He was toying for them their greatness. Mahayisa ta'anasa b'esarasam. Shamatza ba'olam kasha v'hu esara. Hakei ma'at ha-masam tovim sh'osamata. Nechshev k'ma harabim. That's what it means. What do you mean amadata? You stood up for them. You stood for them. Their mesiras nefesh on their level. This is great if that greater than previous generations. Hadavarama elu hemechizik gadol avareinu. This is a tremendous chizik that we should take in our generations. B'dareinu zeh sheyarda b'chusha gedola la'olam, if a olam yala b'levadam Lomra kol hamitzvos amasim tovim she'osim b'dor hazeh she'enim chashuvim klal. There are times that we look at what we are doing in our mitzvahs. We don't have the same kavana. We don't have the same worries. We don't seem to have the same ability to perform certain mitzvahs. Maybe all of the mitzvahs. The way our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, whether the Rebbes and the great Gedolim of yesteryear. And that will bring us to think of being miyayish, giving up. But we should know the truth. All of the mitzvahs that we do now, today, it's very chashuv to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Igra Dekala, he says in the pasuk Hayo Ekev Tishmeun, B'derech Amin Ki Amru Chazal, Im Ben David Ba Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNesham, Ein Ben David Ba Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNesham Shebeguf. Beautiful idea. The Mashiach doesn't come until all the neshamas come into this world. Haina Kenoda Ashakol B'nei Adam Shebeolam B'meshach Kol HaDoros Heima Komos Achas. You understand, all of the neshamas is really part of one body. Dugmas guf echad. Shekol nishmasayim kalulos b'komos amadarishon. And you have to look at it as if the early generations of the head, they were the Rosh. And medoas habarim achreim hayu nemuchos manarishonim. And then they came to the yadayim, the chest, the legs. The most ikra de Mashiach is our generation, Neshamos Ketanos Ma'od. Shasichlam Badatam Kotam Elohavin Amkas HaTorah. They don't have the ability to see the deep understanding of the Torah, the Yodim Rak Bashtias HaTorah Mavad. Ve'enim Yecholam L'Kayim Mitzvahs Bedregas HaTorah. So they can't make Kayim as in the past. However, nevertheless, when they are Makayim Mitzvahs Hashem Yisparach Ba'ofan Pashat, the way they can accomplish Goremes Bezeh Simcha L'Fanav Yisparach, that is Vahaya Ekev. The Ekev, those neshamas at the end. The heel. Vahaya Hulash and Simcha Ekev Romas like Vusa de Mashicha. We have to believe he finishes Shrichem Anu Lahamin Bechol Zeb Amunah Shalema Shekol Pa'ulash Anu Osem Yeshon Chashivas Gedolas Lamala B'Shamayim. There's much more to say on this. He says at one point, he quotes the Magim of Chernobyl. The Ben Shem Tov used to say, Shafili Ish Kizeh, Shatar Kol Hayom, the Iskav B'Shukim of Rechovos, one who's working all day. Uchematcha Shokheya Sheyesh Borei Olam. You're so involved in your day-to-day work. You don't remember there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rakish Magiyas Matfilas Mincha Ola B'Zechronesh Gvar Higiya. So Fayyam. That Jew, that individual, so torrid, that little of setting time aside to daven, mincha, the gonech v'ganah b'libam isponeno eich shvila ashkol hayom, the rekonos, and he spent, but that moment he starts to daven, gives unbelievable simcha to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful idea to start in the month of Elul, to understand of what there is that one can accomplish in whatever we are doing. The small mount, the small mitzvahs, you think, what am I doing? What am I accomplishing? The ikva de Mashicha, v'hoya eikah tishma'un, the great simcha, the small amount that we could accomplish. It was interesting this week in the Daf Yomi, the pshat of the Charedim of Asei Do Chalos Asei. Many different pshatim, why is it? We know that the machshava behind it, of the midah of ahava over the midah of yiras Hashem. The beautiful idea of the charedim is that the lo saseh has a gvul. Lo saseh, you're going to get punished. Whatever punishment it is, there's a gvul. There's a limit to how much you get punished for being over an avera. But the schar of the mitzvah is everlasting. And that everlasting schar is far greater than the punishment, the gvul, the boundary of a lo saseh. We don't realize how important every maisa ha-mitzvah is. That we don't do. We have no idea the schar of the mitzvah is one way or the other. Beautiful idea in the Chamud de Daniel. It says, Kol ha-mitzvah sasher anochi mitzavach hayom tishmerun la'asos. All of the mitzvahs that I gave you today, tishmerun, be careful to do. Perish Rashi. Medrash Agada im heschalta b'mitzvahs gemorosa. Famous idea. If you started doing the mitzvah, complete it. She'enin mikras elo al shem hagarma. How do you know this? We know if the mitzvah is called, is on the person who completed it. Shnema. V'atzmos Yosef ha'shehelu b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim kavru b'shchem. What do you mean b'nei Yisrael? V'halo Moshe levada nisasek b'hem lalosam. While everyone else was getting ready to leave, Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for the Atzmos Yosef. Elu l'fish lo hispik l'gomra, but Moshe wasn't able to complete it. And since b'nei Yisrael completed the burial, Yisrael nikros ha'shemam. U'b'sefer the birchas ha'peretz, Heyersha Devarim Ramuzim Behemshach Apostle Shikosim Mitzavcha Hayom Tishmerun. Gematria Maschil Bemisus Omer Logamar. Gematria. So if you begin, complete it. Vachomisha Otsa Behemsa Asiyas Mitzvah Alula Sakenis Atzma. Difficult idea. But if you stop and if you start in the middle, stop in the middle, you can bring into a sakana, the Isa Begemara Besota. Terrible, terrible ideas, but there's a deeper understanding. The Sefer of the Turei Zav explains, it's like you're going out with someone, or you get married. Well, you didn't complete it. You didn't complete the relationship. What happens? When you don't, sometimes it turns into an unbelievable sin of hatred, dislike for each other. And the same idea comes to mitzvahs. All good things. Those desires that you've had to go to holiness, when you're starting to do a mitzvah, a new idea, and they join with you. And then you stop. Harezim or rikshe hislavas believim lasiyas hamitzvah. Acha kula mitzapim lashlamos. Everyone's looking forward to completing it. V'pitom nifsak v'nikta ma'isa mitzvah. But if all of a sudden you stop, kol haragosho shel hislavas kalpe asiyas hamitzvah pon lehefech. All of those emotions that were going in one direction, it's not that they simply stop, but they reverse themselves. And you yourself would lose standing in the eyes of all Shabamakama Abba before it can become Kinna Vachzora. And we see this also in the Medrash. Vayas alukim es chayas ha'aretz lamina, Rabbi Omer Elo Hashedim. Very difficult idea. But the Medrash says, Kabyachol, God is making all of the animals, and then comes Shabbos. And he had in mind to make more people, more humans. But he stopped. Elo hashedim shabara kadosh baruch hu shishpasam. Ubar li bras his gufan. The kiddush haShabbos ubar, but Shabbos came in the meanwhile and he stopped. Rav Yochel, all of these stories, when you see this midrashim, Soloveitchik once says that the midrash, there were nine worlds that were created and each one was destroyed. God didn't understand the first nine, the first eight, whatever they were. They weren't good enough. Why did he build them and destroy them? It's a lesson for man. It's a lesson of man to teach us that you can fail and you begin again. Here too, It's a lesson that in the middle of a mitzvah, complete the mitzvah. Harei shebiyom ha-shishi shal-sheishis yimei ha-breishis hoya kodesh baruch be'emtzi yitziris od ha-nashim, he stopped and therefore became the Shadim. And that's what the Alter Mikelm said. Yesh sakana nora b'hafsakas tachlis chadasha o mitzvah chadasha. Lefisha olul ha-dom li'tzor Shadim shal charata shirot from Akron Tamid. And also in the time of Matan Torah, it says, Hisham lochem alos bahar v'nega b'kitzeo kol enega bahar mos yumos. And the Kotzka Rebbe says, there's a pasuk b'derech drush, Hisham lochem alos bahar. Be careful when you're climbing a mountain, Koloma, kisha adam rotze la'alos la'kodesh baruch hu. When you want to start, and here is the point of this idea. You look at, sometimes we have students with some of our children, even with ourselves. You come home from Israel. That's called the flip mentality. They flip out. They're not ready to flip out. But they go from one extreme to another extreme. But they're not ready to be at the other extreme. You have to take it slowly. This is the story of Mar Ukva. The Sifri Musar always says about Mar Ukva, his father had 24 hours between meat and milk. He did it, me. I'll buy from Suda to Suda. Question there, so why didn't you wait 24 hours? That's your minig of your father. So the answer is he wasn't on that level. You have to know what level you're on. And when you take on certain mitzvahs, you take on a mitzvah that you can accomplish, not a mitzvah that's way beyond your abilities. That's what the Kotzker Rebbe says. L'haskil eiza mitzvah na mitzvahs tizor la'alos es kol ha'ar kulo. Shim rak yigeh b'ketza ha'ar kolom im rak yaskos ha'mitzvah lo yigmar asa. That is terrible. Accomplish what you can accomplish and no more. There's also a beautiful idea, he says, but when the Malach tells it, don't call yourself Yaakov anymore, call yourself Yisrael. The Malach wanted to destroy this concept of Yaakov. I'm doing la'at, la'at of the Akev, one little bit. Never to take on more than what you can accomplish. It's a Musa Haskel for this time of year. As we start to change, we start to take on new mitzvahs, we take on mitzvahs that we can accomplish. And then when we accomplish, then we go to the next one. It's true with anything we do, if it comes to learning. Take on myself, I'm going to do a daf or do a blot, whatever it is. Some people are able to do a blot with Rashi and Tosfos and Rishonim. Some people are not. But if you take upon a neder upon yourself, this is all I'm going to spend, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours a day for someone who hasn't been able to learn until then, the chances are it'll fulfill. One last idea. Of the Yechalta v'Savot of Arachta from the Orga Dayahu. The Pesukim themselves are somewhat difficult. The Yechalta, V'yachalta v'savata v'arachtos Hashem alakecha l'oros ha-tov v'ashen tzalach. Hisham alakho petishkach es Hashem alakecha l'vilti shemar mitzvosav v'mishpatov v'chukosav v'shonoch mitzvah hayom. Be careful whether you'll forget God. Pen tocha v'savata v'otem tovim tivnev yashavta v'karcha v'tzonka, etc., etc. Comes the Orga Dayahu, he says, I wonder about the placement of the Psukim. Kivar Heveni Mashakasu B'Sifrei of Kedoshim B'Shem Hazor HaKadosh Kola Torah Kuli Yeshba B'Chino Shomor B'Zachor Ase V'Los Ase Yeshom Zui Kavan B'Seida Psukim V'Yechata V'Savata Uveirachta Mitzvus asay shebirchas hamazon lahodos l'Hashem, alo achila vasviya b'hakarish akom Hashem isbarach. What is the reason V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta, the realization, everything is from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And he is the Meichin Mazon Lebriyosov. V'zehu ma shekosov b'siyim ha-parsha. V'zachartos Hashem Elokecha. Ki hu ha-notzen l'kokot la'sos chayel. The Arachayim HaKadosh Reish Perish Shetzorach Loseis Libel Otovoso Kim Hashem Haisadon. You have to realize this came for God. Lahakir Bor Oro Bashkoso Alov. Then says he Shomalacho Pentishkach. What does that mean? And then it says Pentocha Vesovato Uvekaracho Vetzoncha Veram Lavavechav Shachatos Hashem Lakecha Viamatab Lavavacha. You'll come to a point and say, I am the one who accomplishes. Hare Heracha Kosov Beloshan Losa say he shamalacho. And what does he say to the Arachaim HaKadosh says, Utchila Sisbolus Yetzer Adam he Lashkicho Dovaze? You forget when you're satisfied and everything is going well. Viderze Yikonas La Abdom. If you forget this, Shahashem who am made of the God is the one who did this for you. The great idea, the secret to Avodas Hashem, is to realize all of the goodness that we have received. When you forget that, when you think it's Koach Va'otim Yodi, I am the one who was able to accomplish, it was my Ishtadlus, it's my brains, it's my ability, and you forget from whence it has come. In the end, you'll forget the Kadosh Baruch Hu in total. He brings the idea from Rav HaKadosh Makotz, another Kotz. Hispaleh madu ein adam nasa yirah shemayim amiris birchas hamazon. And the Kotz Rebbe says, I don't understand why a person doesn't have yirah shemayim just from the amiris birchas hamazon. Ki yadei birchas hamazon hevi. Is Adam, Avram Avinu and Nashim Tachas Kanfei Ashkina. This is how he brought people under the Shkina. Haketzad, Avram and Mekabalas over Meshavim, Kishay Ochlem Meshavim Lehem Barku. He would tell them to bench. This idea, the Arigidayahu, my father, Zechron Levracha, always used to say, there are a number of, you know, everyone has certain sayings from their parents, from their fathers, their mothers. One of the ideas my father would say to me very, very often, that the most beautiful pasuk for him when he benched, Kim Yadcha Hapsucha Barachava. All he wanted to know is that from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you give me food. The lowly day matnas basavadam. I shouldn't be dependent on man. It should come from you. The other pasuk he would say to me every Yom Kippur when we say Al Tashlichenu le'eis zikna, k'chlos kocheinu al tazveinu. These were two ideas that stuck with him. To realize the closeness that one has to come to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and to realize that everything is from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And if you remember that, if a person can have the Hakaras HaTov. Of Hakaras HaTov to friends, to mankind, from when someone did some good for you, and to realize that everything that happens in our lives, the goodness that we have, you remember the Kaddish Baruch Hu, then you can begin the Avodas Hashem. That is the Haschalah of this week. That is the Haschalah of benching Rosh Chodesh. We use in the Gunim Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to start us, get us into the mood. We start with the idea to understand, take on what you can do, no more, no less. Take it step by step. We start with an idea to understand that whatever you begin, complete. And we start with an idea to always have a hakaras atov. And we start with the idea of the ikva de Mashiach, to understand the godless of our generation. We always look at our generation and say, ugh, we're nowhere near like the last generation. It's true. We may not be as great as a generation of 200 years ago, or 500 years ago, or 2,000 years ago. But we live in a time of unbelievable difficulty in the Avodas Hashem. And despite that, Re'ovid Hashem, that brings unbelievable simcha to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is easy to worship the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a time when everyone around you is worshiping. It's like going into yeshiva in the Beis Medrash. Everyone's learning. Everyone is davening 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes Shemona Esrei. It's easy to be in that environment. When you leave that environment, you go into the work world. It's so difficult to find, oh my, I'm so busy, I gotta add, the boss wants me to do this, that, etc., etc. And you take off 5 minutes. You don't have time to even go to a minyan. But you go into a corner, you close the door to your office, and you dive in mincha. And you take for a few minutes, that idea is the simcha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the haschola of tshuva of the Zaman Naron.